This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In contrast to the example of Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, let's look at the tragic response or lack of response on the part of the biblical scholars living in Jerusalem that first Christmas. When Herod inquired of them about a child being born, they knew the relevant prophecies. They were right on target, quoting from Micah 5:2. They knew who it was and where it was going to take place. You would think their hearts would leap for joy. God had not spoken through a prophet for 400 years. Now in their day, a prophecy was being fulfilled. They knew where, but didn't go to see the fulfillment for themselves. The wise men from the east went to Bethlehem. The Bible scholars watched them go, but didn't follow. How tragic for them. They missed the day of God's visitation. They followed the lead of Herod the king. Their position was threatened and they didn't know what to do. This paralyzed them from responding to truth in the future. They became Christ's main antagonists during his ministry. They acted as though they had the truth but lived a lie. Whitewashed tombs, neatly preserved outwardly but decaying inside. All of this might have been different had they responded to the truth they knew intellectually and exposed their hearts to the one who could change them. Whenever truth comes into focus for you, it's always wise to respond to it positively by faith. Jesus said in John 8:32, "It is the truth that frees us." And in John 8:36, he went on to say, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the truth of Christmas. I trust you treasure this truth in your heart and in your mind.